Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the letter T. Listen to the pronunciation of T in the following sentence. The water in my tea is too hot. Perhaps you've noticed that in this sentence, T is pronounced three different ways. In the word water, it is pronounced like D. In the words T and two, it is pronounced T. And in the word hot, it is almost silent. In your native language, there's probably only one pronunciation of T. It is simply T. However, this is not the case in American English. There are actually three main pronunciations of T. This podcast is going to begin to teach you the three pronunciations of the American T. You're going to learn what they are and when to use each one. Understanding the different pronunciations of T will improve the way you sound and will also greatly improve your listening skills. The focus of this week's podcast is to become aware that there are three different pronunciations of American T. To learn how to pronounce the aspirated T, and to practice aspirated T in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. Let's go back to the previous example. The water in my tea is too hot. Let's look at the words tea and too. Please listen and repeat. Tea. Too. This type of tea is very universal. It's found in most languages. It's known as the aspirated tea, and also sometimes known as the initial T. It's referred to as the aspirated T because aspirated means with air, and we release more air when we pronounce this T. Please listen and repeat. T. T. Now let's discuss when we use this T. Americans use aspirated T in two cases. The first case in which we use aspirated T is when T occurs at the beginning of a stressed syllable. For example, if I say, "What time is it?" The word time is stressed, so I use the aspirated T because the T is coming right before that stressed syllable. What time is it? But notice how the T in it, IT, was not aspirated. This is because that T did not occur at the beginning of a stressed syllable. So I pronounce it differently. Future podcasts will cover the pronunciation of this type of T. Let's listen to another example. I'd like to return this sweater. Notice that the T in return came at the beginning of a stressed syllable, and we therefore pronounced it with aspirated T. Return. Turn. Also notice how the other T in sweater was pronounced differently. This is because it did not occur before a stressed syllable. Again, future podcasts will cover the other pronunciations of T. Today, we're only going to focus on the aspirated T. The second case in which we use aspirated T is when T occurs after a consonant, as in the words sentence or actor. Although T is not coming on the stressed syllable, we still pronounce it T because it comes after a consonant. Aspirated tea exists in many languages around the world, but there is a small difference between the American tea and most other languages. In most languages, tea is pronounced with the tongue tip against the teeth. But this is not the case in English. Here's how we pronounce aspirated tea in American English. You want to point the tip of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. The sides of the tongue should gently touch the side teeth. Press the tip of your tongue against the gum ridge and stop the airflow for a split second and then release. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. Aspirated T is a stop consonant because we stop the airflow for a split second using our tongue tip. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. T is a voiceless consonant because we do not use our voice to make this sound. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the position of your tongue tip. Remember, on the gum ridge, not on the teeth. T. T. In this next exercise, we're going to practice some key words containing aspirated T. Pay careful attention to your form. Please listen and repeat. Team. Text. Attend. Sentence. Actor. Now we're going to practice some common American expressions and idioms which contain aspirated T. Please listen and repeat. Take your time. Let's talk it over. It takes two to tango. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. The secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.